Real quick on Pete Alonso. I don't think the Mets will make the playoffs. You know this.
Right.
I've said this many times. I am prepared to amend that to an extent.
Okay.
To an extent. Because part of the reason why the Mets are, while they're still a couple of games over 500, have languished in certain spots this year is because Pete Alonso didn't have a good year. We all know that. We've talked about it all the time here on the show. If Pete Alonso gets to 40 home runs, I guarantee the Mets will make the playoffs.
Wow. A guarantee?
Guarantee it. Because I'm confident Lindor will do enough.
Vientos being back in there today. Yep. He's in the two hole.
Yep. All the other things we've talked about. Now, to get to 40.
Is Nimmo sitting, by the way, Ted? Did you see the lineup?
I did not see the lineup.
I just realized, as I said, that Vientos is in the two hole. What does that mean for Nimmo?
It might be a day off.
Well, yeah,
did they
exactly.
drop him? Because he's
I don't know.
Time.
So I was going to look.
Let us know, bud.
Check that lineup.
To get to the 40 home runs, which I believe would be enough because then the other elements would come together and the Mets would win enough games, in my opinion.
He's got 26 now.
He needs 14 home runs with 42 to go. So, and I look back. So his first year, 2019, two times that year, he had 10 or more home runs. In 2021, he had, you know, more than 10 home runs once. A bunch of years, he's had a lot of months with 9. Like, this is not uncharted territory for Pete. Now, this year, it seems a little implausible.
Right.
If he gets to 40, do you believe that my guarantee will hold up?
No.
Why? You've been more optimistic with me.
I know.
Or than me the whole time.
I know. I have a reason.
What is it?
The Braves. Have you seen what they've been doing?
They've been winning again.
That's the problem, man. I did it again this year. I underestimated what the Braves are. 2022, a little different story because I thought the Mets were better and the Braves are so far back. I did kind of dismiss them, and that was a mistake, underestimating how good they were. But also the Mets were better then, too. So I was right for believing in the Mets in 2022. Wrong, totally wrong for underestimating the Braves. This year, I knew the Mets weren't as good, but the way the Braves were playing and being banged up, mm-hmm. I didn't take them as seriously as maybe I should have. And you know, at that point, too, it wasn't the Padres and Diamondbacks.
Yep, true.
It was just the Braves. And I was like, all right, well, the Mets can handle the Braves. And even if not, they can be a second or third wild card. Well, now I firmly believe the Diamondbacks and Padres are not going anywhere. They will be, I mean, they could catch the Dodgers, for goodness sake. So they mm-hmm. will be playoff teams. That leaves the Braves and the Mets. Mm-hmm. And you want to say the people behind them, I don't believe in the Giants. I don't believe in the Reds. The Giants have been getting beat by the Braves here 3 straight. And trounced last night. Reds, Cardinals, Cubs, like those teams I think the Mets are legitimately better than. It really is, in my opinion here, a two-team race. Braves and the Mets. And now there are two games that are separating the two. I do believe, especially with Alonso going nuts, that the Mets can make a legitimate threat and push here. But I'm worried because I haven't seen them beat the Braves in this type of challenge. You know what I mean?
The old foe has
returned. This is it.
Returned.
Yeah. And I don't... Here's the problem, BT. I'm being just honest with you.
I got you.
I want to believe that the Mets can do it. I don't. At my core, I thought initially, if you go back a month ago, that they could take advantage of a weakened, lesser Braves team.
Yeah, you were saying, forget about the third wall card. Let's
go
get the Braves.
First game. Yeah,
you
were right, exactly.
That.
But
Braves were a different team.
Right.
Then.
A lot of that was based on not thinking the Braves were as good as they're showing to be now the last few games.
Mm-hmm.
If the Braves are turning it around and getting healthier, Harris Jr. was back in there last night, hits a grand slam in his first game back.
Olsen went deep.
Yeah. So if the Braves are starting to turn it back on, I don't think the Mets are good enough to catch them. I love to see it. I hope that I'm wrong. And I'm not knocking the Mets saying that they're not good enough. It's just that the Braves are potentially that much better. So even with Pete going nuts, and that it might take that to even be in it here.
Yeah.
Even with that being the case, to say it definitively, I can't. I need to actually see it first.
Let me just give you some statistical guidance here. I hear you. Yeah. I respect the answer as well. If he does get to 40 home runs, that means he hits 14 the rest of the way. And if you were to prorate that, like 14 over 42 games, that basically equates to a 56 home run season.
Right, so it would be monstrous.
Meaning,
close to the season.
If he gets to 40, he is one of the best players in baseball the last 42 games of the year.
Right,
of the season,
right.
Pardon me. Yeah, yes.
But let's say he does that.
Yeah.
Lindor keeps going. Vientos keeps going. Mets offense is fine. Mets are winning. Like, there's going to be no backing in. You're not backing into that third
wild card. No one's collapsing.
you're going to have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Atlanta falters, which it doesn't seem to be the case. We talked about it 2 days ago where I said this is the time where the Mets got to gain some ground and be ahead of Atlanta. Yep. They're in San Francisco 4 games, at the Angels for 3. Mets are playing the A's and the Marlins. Have to gain ground. The Braves have won 3 straight in San Francisco.
Yep.
And the Mets lost the game to the A's. Now, even if they win the series, which they have to do, like the Mets are going to have to keep pace again and hope that Atlanta stumbles. So to keep pace, they might need Pete to go nuts just to keep pace.
Hang around?
Yeah.
Ugh. I thought you were going to like this presentation.
I thought you'd be all giddy about this. I do like it. Remember, while I don't trust that Pete's going to go nuts here, he is starting to show some signs again.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't think he's going to do it. I'm just saying if he were to
then
I think that they would squeeze in.
Okay, well, let me ask you the other side of it, though. What do you think of the Braves?
I think the Braves are better. I've always thought that they're better.
I know we're not watching them on a nightly basis, but based on what they've done now.
They've got a winning pedigree. They've got younger, dynamic players. They've just got more better players.
So how can I trust how could we trust that? You could hope it.
Mm-hmm.
You could believe that there's a chance, but I can't trust it until I see them do it. And I don't think this Mets group, by the way, by design, that they weren't built to be better than the Braves.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Not this year. Yeah, it was. I get it.
I don't think that they are.